I just remembered I spent most of my time just breathing on the bathroom floor.
Kelly Bradbury got sick in March. She experienced a fever for 3 days, chills, and lingering fatigue that lasted for almost a month.
And feeling my lungs, like, are they tight? What's happening? You know, like just being way too anxious about all of it, but spending just hours breathing.
But she didn't have a cough, which meant she was denied testing for the coronavirus due to the shortage in tests Utah experienced early on in the pandemic.
And if I did have it, then how would I know if it wasn't or it was?
On Tuesday, Intermountain Healthcare announced limited capabilities for SARS-CoV-2 antibody testing. Dr. Eddie Stenium, an Intermountain Healthcare infectious diseases physician, says this test can determine if individuals who were sick with COVID-19-like symptoms after December but were unable to get tested may have contracted the coronavirus. But it's not a 100% guarantee, as there are instances of false positives.
I think right now what we want the public to do is to really temper their enthusiasm for these tests. The science behind the serology testing in terms of what it truly means to an individual patient just isn't there yet. We can't tell you a positive test means you have immunity. We may be able to tell you that in the next coming weeks to months based on national studies, but we won't be able to tell you if that immunity lasts for 2 weeks, 2 months, or 2 decades. That's going to have to come with time.
When she first heard about antibody testing, Bradbury wanted to get tested to see if she had in fact contracted the virus and was therefore immune. But now she says her reasoning behind wanting to get tested has shifted.
If I take the antibody test, then it's a data point, and they can use that to track how this happened. A bunch of other data points where people are getting those tests and help us to sort of see how these things happen for trying to manage and mitigate future pandemics.
Reporting for Utah Public Radio, I'm Kat Webb.